Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Palace of Pistons podcast, episode 2, coming your way right now. Breaking news, the Pistons have traded point guard Brandon Jennings and power forward Ersan Ilyasova to the Orlando Magic for forward Tobias Harris. We're going to get to that and much more today, but first off, want to introduce ourselves. I'm Aaron Johnson. Joining me today is Chris Plate. Chris Rail, another member of the team, but I guess we have a lot of Chris's, but let's get into this one. Chris, what are your initial thoughts on this trade?
Well, initially, I thought it was a good move. Sad to see Jennings go. For those of you who have followed my arc and my opinion, they know that I support Brandon Jennings, and I thought he was great. But it was clear to me that watching the games, that Jennings just wasn't comfortable off the bench. He had maybe one or two good outings throughout his entire time on the bench, and he looks physically ready, so that's not the problem. It's a mentality thing for him coming off the bench. So I was okay with making this move because you got a guy, Tobias Harris, who's 23 years old, on a real nice contract that's actually front-loaded. So while the cap is at its highest these next 2 years, this year and next year, Tobias Harris's contract will be the most expensive. And then some experts are predicting that the cap drops. And when the cap drops, Tobias Harris' contract is also less expensive. So it kind of fits with the market. So I thought it was a good move. He fits the age limit of the core, the young 25 and under core that we have here. So I like the trade.
All right. Well, we want to hear your thoughts. You can call into the show. The number is 657-383-0252. Now, I'm going to give my thoughts on the trade. I do not like the trade at all. I want to talk about the need of Brandon Jennings. Jennings wasn't playing the best basketball in his last recent games, but Detroit desperately needs him. Steve Blake is not a backup point guard full-time. We're going to get into that later in the show. Detroit also gave up their best three-point shooter in Ersan Ilyasova. Detroit is so thin at three-point shooting that they will likely have to make a trade to acquire a three-point shooter. The other thing is, this creates a problem at power forward. Tobias Harris, who is 6'8", they have Anthony Tolliver, who is 6'8". Both of them are outside three-point shooters, even though Tobias Harris is shooting 31% from the line or from the three-point line this season, and just two seasons ago, he's shooting 25% from the line. This really creates a problem for the Pistons also at small forward. Maybe not right now, but in the future, what is the direction with this team? You have Stanley Johnson, who you drafted with the 8th pick in the draft to be your guy at small forward. The plan was, okay, we got Stanley here. We're going to have him on the bench for a year. And then next year, he's going to come into that starting spot. We'll slide Marcus up to power forward, and we got our team. We got our five. But now you have Tobias Harris, who's 23 years old. He ain't coming off the bench. He's not going to pay 4 years, $64 million to come off the bench. He's obviously a starter. So where does Marcus Morris go? Marcus Morris has played well enough to say, hell, he's a starter too. He's done it all season at a good rate. Why should he be sat on the bench and play backup minutes? It doesn't make any sense. Tobias Harris is a lackluster three-point shooter, and he's a sometimes I'll give you my effort on defensive type of player. I just don't like the trade. I think we probably could have gotten something better. I wanted the Pistons to target Al Horford. They didn't. They didn't do what I wanted them to do. And I think that this really creates some problems for Detroit that, sure, they won't have to face right now. But down the line, once they get knocked out in the first or second round of the playoffs this year, they're going to have to talk about.
Yeah, see, like, I see where you're coming from with all these problems, but look, Morris is not a long-term starter for a championship team, and we're trying to build a championship team. So I have no problem with Tobias Harris playing the four. I think he's got a good enough size to play the four. He had a season where he rebounded at a great rate. Granted, like you said, his numbers aren't as good this year, but also it's because his usage rate is down, and just that whole situation in Orlando is pretty messy. So I'm fine with the trade, and I think that long-term it fits. And if you look at a player, what's the easiest thing a player can fix? His three-point shooting. So give Harris a couple years to figure out his shooting, and he can become a good, if not great, three-point shooter. And then all of a sudden you see you're really going to benefit from this. And you have Zach Lowe brought it up too. He said that now Detroit has built a scheme where you can have a 1-4 switch on everything type defense, which is really great. And as I talked about in the last podcast, that's the secret to beating teams like Golden State that are extremely versatile. You need guys that can guard the 1-4 and keep switching on everything. So it's going to be a great defensive move for us, just as well as offensively. So I'm actually really excited for the trade.
Another couple points I want to make out. First off, before I get into that, once again, we want to hear your opinion, guys. We want to hear your opinion on this trade made by the Pistons, in which they sent Brandon Jennings and Ersan Ilyasova to Orlando for Tobias Harris. Want to hear your thoughts. The call-in number, 657-383-0252. That's 657-383-0252. Now, two more points I wanted to add were that I agree that this defense is going to be stellar. It's going to be a really good defense. But on offense, the struggles are just – they're definitely going to show at first. They're going to be very apparent, and I think we're going to see Detroit lose their first few games with Tobias. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about was you lost Brandon Jennings, and now your bench is going to be extremely thin. We saw Detroit without Brandon Jennings really struggle with their bench. I think Detroit might have to make another move. We'll get into that later in the show, but I definitely could see something like that happening. Chris, I want to hear your thoughts on what the bench situation is.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right on the fact that the bench is now, again, once again, a problem. Jennings, I said earlier that he wasn't meeting expectations for us, but he was, we can all agree, a far superior upgrade to Steve Blake all around. It does leave a hole in the bench, and I do think it is something we need to address. So I think we can transition into that topic of point guard discussion and what the Pistons should do moving forward.
All right, and this trade, Pistons point guard Reggie Jackson, the man himself, the 5-year, $80 million guy who got it this offseason and was criticized for his deal, just sent out a tweet. He wanted to thank Ersan Ilyasova and Brandon Jennings for their time as his teammates. Here is his tweet. Wish Brandon Jennings and Ersan Ilyasova the best in Orlando. Teammates, only a short time, but y'all was real. Hashtag fun times. Hashtag too many laughs. Obviously, Jackson was close with these two, especially I think him and Brandon Jennings were really good friends. I know that probably wouldn't seem likely since Jackson took Jennings' starting spot, but I don't know, man. Orlando, I think, got a pretty good part of this deal, too, because they're going to get Jennings and they get Ersan. The Ersan's basically an upgrade over Channing Frye for them, who's basically a stretch forward just like Ersan. This trade could benefit the Magic more than it could the Pistons if the offense really slows down for Detroit. But I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it will. So don't come at me with all that. Just saying there are some problems Detroit's going to have to work out.
Yeah, and I just want to speak on real quickly the Brandon Jennings and the whole tweet thing. Is yeah, I do think that Jennings was, I want to clear that misconception that he's this bad locker room guy and that he was unhappy in Detroit. I mean, granted, he wasn't the happiest guy because he lost his starting job, but people around the locker room all the time, like Vincent Ellis and all them, said how he was a lighthearted, he was fun, he was kind of a comic relief guy, and he really embraced Detroit while he was here. He said often that he loved Detroit, the city, and he loved being here. And, you know, some of that can be publicity, others of it genuine, but I think it came across as real genuine. So I think everything is good, and I do wish them the best because I think Jennings is a great starting point guard. I think it's just a mentality thing with him. He couldn't accept coming off the bench, I think was his problem. So, and Ilyasova is going to be a nice role player too. So I like the trade for Orlando as well. Again, we're focusing here on the Pistons, and now we got to deal with this issue that we have at point guard once again.
Talking about point guards, Chris Bouchard tweeted out just a few moments ago, here's what Brandon Jennings had to say on his trade to Orlando. It's very short, but to the point, I'm happy to reconnect with Coach Scott Skiles. So we'll see where that takes Jennings and Ilyasova, but I want to move on. Let's talk about the bench, and does Detroit need to make a move right now to solidify their bench, and at what position and why?
Well, look, I think we just talked about it. It's the point guard position, no doubt. Look, the shooting guard position is going to get better. Hillard's played surprisingly nice for a rookie second-round pick. You know, you can't really ask much more of him. When Meeks comes back, hopefully Meeks can finally stay healthy this time. And then we actually go from having a lack of depth at the wing to having an over-depth because, like you said earlier, Harris can slide down to the three as well. So now all of a sudden you got all these this versatility two through four. And the problem is really at the one because, as we know, Baines has done an exceptional job as a backup to Andre at the five. So that leaves the one, and it's the depth chart looks like Reggie Jackson, Steve Blake, and now I expect them to call up Spencer Dinwiddie. But Spencer Dinwiddie and Steve Blake combined aren't going to fix the problems that Detroit has. So you look on the market, and there's not really many. There are always some, but they're kind of hard to find, those good, solid backup point guards. And it's going to be hard for Detroit to find one because, one, we don't have many assets, as we mentioned earlier before we started the podcast when we were talking about this, that the Pistons don't really have many second rounds to give as they've given up. They gave some up in the Reggie Jackson trade as well as the Phoenix trade. So they don't have many second rounds. You don't want to, when you're a young team, use a first-round pick, especially now that it could be lottery because we could struggle coming out the gate with making this major move, much like we did with Reggie last year. So I think you do have to look at that one, and it's going to be tricky to find someone. And even if you do find a good backup point guard, it's going to take them a while because point guards are the quarterback of the offense. They got to know everything. So it's going to take them a while to get acclimated and adjust to the system. So I look at name-wise, I don't really see many great point guards out there. Mario Chalmers is a guy who comes to mind, but again, I don't think Memphis would trade him. And Norris Cole, a teammate of his, is another one that comes to mind. But you're right, we absolutely need a three-point shooting point guard that can also pass and run the offense.
Yep, and I want to now tell you guys what Tobias Harris Instagrammed. Here's what he said. God closes one door to open up another. Though this is not the easiest time, it's part of life and part of business of being a professional. I want to personally thank the fans for the support you've shown myself and teammates since the day I got here. I want to thank the Davos family, Alex Martins, Rob Hennigan, Coach Scott Skiles, and all of my teammates for what they have done for myself and family. They have for all that they have done for myself and family. They have been a pleasure to work with. I also want to personally thank the city of Orlando. One thing I will miss the most about is the impact of helping others off the court and seeing our youth take steps to become successful. Thanks again, guys, for everything. God has a plan. So that's what Tobias Harris has to think on. That's what Tobias Harris has to think on the trade. It doesn't sound, and I'm not trying to say he's not interested, but it doesn't sound like he really wants to be here to a very small level. I'm just saying this because he never mentions Detroit in what he said. So it was a little confusing.
Well,
you've got to think Stan Van Gundy has talked to him or something.
Yeah, no, and by all accounts, I watched it. It was a great documentary, or I wouldn't call it a documentary. It was more of a special on Tobias Harris that aired on NBA TV a couple months ago around Christmas time, and it talked about how he lost a friend and he's gone through all these trials and tribulations. That, and by all accounts, he seems to be a good, hard worker. And actually, I don't know if you've seen this, but immediately the first thing I heard before the trade was even finalized, Tobias Harris texted Chris Broussard of ESPN and told him, quote, "I'm ready to make the playoffs." So he sounds ready to make the playoffs. He sounds excited to be here, and I think that's the right move to do when you get a trade, is to just separate them. A lot of people just like to keep it generic and say, "Thank you, Orlando Magic family, welcome to Detroit," and they keep it vague and they keep it simple, maybe add a couple exclamation marks. Whereas this one, I think it's more professional to send out a separate message thanking the Orlando Magic in depth for all that they've done for you, versus just combining it all into one little five sentence, 140 character Twitter message. So I actually like that. And I think it speaks to his character. I think he's going to be a great locker room guy. And I think the Pistons are going to be better long-term. We don't know what this does term, but long-term, I think this helps the Pistons.
All right. Well, Chris, did you want to talk about anything else?
No, I think we got it. I just want to, again, tell everybody to keep their eyes open. The Pistons might not be done. I haven't heard any reports yet, or neither of you, so we haven't heard any reports yet about the Pistons looking to acquire a point guard. But you got to believe that they're at least taking phone calls for it, because, again, Steve Blake and Spencer Dinwiddie aren't the answers. But, yeah, other than that, I think we have it all done, and I think I think we got all we need to say.
All right. Well, Chris, I want to thank you for joining me. That's going to do it here on episode 2 of Talus of Pistons. The Pistons in recap trade for Tobias Harris. They're going to send Brandon Jennings and Ersan Ilyasova over to Orlando. The trade has been made official by the NBA. The Orlando Magic have announced it. The Pistons are yet to announce it, but we'll let you know when they do. You can follow us on Twitter at Talus of Pistons. It's a great Twitter. We got a lot coming on there, and it's the start of something new. Content hasn't started coming in yet, but it's going to at a high rate very soon. We've got some stuff up, but like I said, more coming on the way. We'll likely have a reaction piece to the Tobias Harris trade from someone other than me or Chris, but some good stuff coming there. Once again, Chris, thanks for joining me today, and thanks to everyone who tuned in here today. That's going to end it here at Palace of Pistons. And, well, if you want to mention us on Twitter, tell us your thoughts about the trade, whether you liked it or not, and maybe we can have a good discussion about it. That's going to do it, everyone. Thanks for tuning in here on Palace of Pistons.